You're listening to All Action Sports Radio.
This is the Dingo.
Justin Barsha.
Gus Kenworthy.
Chris Moore.
Paul Rodriguez, a.k.a. P-Rod. And you are listening to All Action Sports Radio. Peace.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to All Action Sports Radio. We have another great show for you this week. I'm Wes, I'm your host, and we have a jam-packed show for you, as always, here at All Action Sports Radio. Let's see, our man Jason Weingand, RacerX Online Editor, he's going to be here talking about Dallas, talking about San Diego, and let's get in the word on Chad Reed. How's he doing? You know, got a little broke last week, and we're going to check on Chad Reed, see how he's doing. We have skateboard world champion, 2013 Street League champion, Chris Cole. He's in the house today here at All Action Sports Radio. I cannot wait to talk to Chris Cole. Geico Honda Motocross 250 racer Zach Osborne is in the house here at All Action Sports Radio. And we'll be rounding things out with SBC magazine editor Jeff Schmuck breaking down the Sochi Free Skiers Olympic style here at All Action Sports Radio. Hey, before we go any further, big, big, huge congratulations to Caitlin Farrington for winning a gold medal this week in Sochi. She was on All Action Sports Radio right before she left, I think a couple of days. And you can say that. I mean, you can't say it. You can hear more of that show on www.allactionsportsradio.com. That's where we have our podcast, as well as Kelly Clark, who took home bronze. Want to give her a big shout-out and a congratulations. She stopped by All Action Sports Radio on her way to Sochi. You can check out that conversation on our podcast as well at allactionsportsradio.com. Sage Kotzenberg, you know, big shout-out to Sage. We want to catch up with him real soon, as well as Sean White, on their return from Sochi. And in that vein, let me talk about my man Sean White. Now that the dust has settled, you know, this past week at the LA Times, they had a big picture on the front cover of the sports section, and it said, an off-white, you know, a really bad pun. And it had a big, big, huge picture of Sean White bonking on the top of the half pipe. And first off, I want to say how cool and gracious Sean White was in defeat. I loved how the reporter kept pestering him, and he wanted to scream. Couldn't you tell that Sean White just wanted to scream? Yet he held it together, and when she kept pushing, this was Sean White's, you know, Seahawks, there you go, Richard Sherman moment. This was his moment. This was Sean White's moment to go off. And you know what he did? When she kept pushing him, he said, next, and walked away. Very cool, very classy, much respect for Sean White. And I will say this, we got a lot of emails, a lot of tweets during his run, and it was a tweet fest around here in regards to Sean White. I think Sean White also fell victim to next. What I mean by this is athletes, teams, sometimes get caught up in leaping over whom they feel are inferior opponents, or they feel like this event is not beneath them, but they have it, and they take it too lightly. They don't stay sharp. You slay the ones you're supposed to beat. In my opinion, be it ever so humble, Sean would have been better off competing at the X Games, doing slopestyle in Sochi, and setting himself up for the half pipe. Remember Caitlin Farrington? She was cool as a cucumber. She was like, hey, man, I'm on the slopes. I'm hanging with my friends. And we were like, what are you doing? You got to go to Sochi. Are you afraid of getting hurt? And she goes, no. You know, this is what I do. I'm out here having fun. She did the X Games, had a great time there, and she just kept going. I think Sean White put too much pressure on him, his people too much pressure on him. He put everything on that half pipe. And let me tell you, I watched that run. He was fantastic. He came up just a little bit short. There are very few, if anyone else in the world, could have pulled off what he did in that second run. And he just came up a little bit short. Sean White, you got next. You were awesome. Don't let anybody take that away from you, brother. But next time there's a competition, don't pass on it, baby. Slay everybody. Slay them all. All right, up next, we have our man, Jason Weingand, RacerX Online Editor, in the house. Hey, here at All Action Sports Radio, our song of the week is Bad Sons, Cardiac Arrest. You know, last week we had Leave the Door Wide Open, I believe that was. The lead singer emailed and thanked us. And they retweeted that we had it as the song of the week last week. So our song of the week is Bad Sons, Cardiac Arrest. All right, now we're skipping to one of my favorite parts of the show here at All Action Sports Radio. We're with Jason Weingand from RacerX Online, talking moto, and supercross. Jason, welcome to All Action Sports Radio again this week.
Pumped up as always, Wes.
As always, my man, always. Hey, let's talk Chad Reed first. You guys had a great segment on RacerX Online, an update on him. And I guess the thing that's most surprising to everybody is three broken bones, one scapula, a collarbone, and a T1. How is he planning on racing on this week?
Well, it's a sad truth that most of these guys, especially Chad Reed, has been around for a while. They have a lot of experience, unfortunately, racing with pain. And not all fractures and breaks are created equal. Obviously, when you're talking a T1, a vertebrae, it can be catastrophically terrible. But there are times when guys have back pain for years and they finally get enough x-rays and they're like, do you know you've actually had a broken vertebrae for 5 years? Those stories have happened. So not all fractures and breaks are created equal. If there was absolutely no way he could ride, he would say there's absolutely no way he could ride. He knows how he feels. He's been through it. 5 years ago, he broke his shoulder blade, the scapula, in practice and raced that night. So
my God,
he knows what he can deal with. He can at least try. I don't know if he's going to be able to race, but he knows enough that he could at least give it a shot.
Why isn't anyone sponsored by Advil or Tylenol?
Yeah, it's a very dangerous thing because it depends. You can, you know, they obviously can get cortisone shots and things like that. But I think sometimes when you get injuries in the shoulder area, that's too close to your heart and lungs, and you can't even deal with that. You mm-hmm. can't get that shot. So, yeah, I think Advil, a lot of it's probably going to be all he can do right now.
I mean, I guess he's hanging on for points. He doesn't expect to win. Well, maybe that's crazy on my part. Chad does expect to win. But, you know, he just wants to be in keep his points up, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the goal right now would be to get 10th or 15th, just more than zero, more than not showing up.
Yeah, there you
and,
go.
And, again, he knows his body. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he, you know, gets up Saturday morning and says, I can't do it. But the point is, unless you show up, you don't even have a chance. Imagine if he flew home to Florida and by Friday night was feeling pretty good and said, oh, man, I could have tried this. So I think they're going to set up for worst or best case scenario is what they're setting up for.
Yeah, he'd be hating it. Plus, he owns a company, so he's got a lot on the line.
It's a factor.
Yeah, let's talk about James Stewart winning his first Monster Energy AMA Supercross. I think it was due, if that's the word is. But for me, it's like Chad Reed, you know, faced up Villopoto. Now Stewart faced up Villopoto. This is turning out to be one heck of a season, right?
I think there's two different ways to look at it. For sure, Villopoto has won three titles in a row. That kind of makes things boring and predictable, right? So if you want to find a little optimism here, you can definitely take that. They did. They both passed him and beat him straight up. There's no doubt about it. But I think a little deeper underneath the surface, Villopoto is saying, look, last year I had to win a ton of races. I was way behind Davey Millsaps. I had to catch up. I won because I had to. But if I don't have to, if I can take second or third and cut back on the risk a little bit and still lead the points, I'm good. So I think there's a little bit of that in the champ right now. Probably not what people want to hear. But
no, don't want to hear that.
Yeah. No, you don't. No, you want to hear that he's got nothing for them and this is going to be a war to the end, but I think he's smart about it, unfortunately.
So when he's going head-to-head with Stewart and he's thinking, hey, man, this guy can take me out, I'm going to pull back a little bit and just stay in the hunt, you think that's his mindset?
I don't think it's quite pullback. I think it's, I'm going to go 100%, but if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Whereas last year, I think if he was in second like that and he was going 100%, he's going to go over the limit. He's going to throw all caution to the wind because he had nothing to lose. He was down by 20-some points. I think here it's, if I'm fast enough to win, I win, but if not, I'm not going to go over the edge. Last year, I think he probably was forced to go over the edge, and then you're rolling the dice. He's going to try not to do that this time.
Hey, do you think James Stewart is going to try and, there's a little extra incentive to be the all-time Supercross wins leader, you know, beat Jeremy McGrath? Is that
well, he said that was his goal all along, but he said something very telling this weekend. You know, 3 or 4 years ago, that was realistic, but James has averaged about maybe 2 wins or something like that a year for the last couple of years. So it's not looking good now. And he actually said, maybe I looked ahead too far. You need to think about becoming second on the all-time list before first. And he's still I think 3 wins behind Ricky Carmichael for second, so he's kind of reset himself. You got to win 10 races a year for a couple of years to have a realistic shot at that, and he's not exactly averaging 10 anymore, but you never know with him.
He looks good. He looks good. Hey, Jason, in our last 30 seconds, how do you see Dallas coming up?
Well, it's considered east, but the dirt's going to be very similar to out west, so I think what we've seen so far is we're going to see again. I don't know about Reed. But Villopoto, Rocks, and Stewart, the guys who have been strong, are going to be right up there again. No big changes.
Who do you got going first?
Yeah, let's go with Stewart again. Like I said, he's playing the house money right now. He's got nothing to lose. The other guys are trying to manage things. Let's get a little win streak going. That'll be exciting.
You know what? I'm not going to take that bet. I think Ken Roczen has a resurgence coming in, and, yep. and I think he's gonna, Dallas is his place.
Smart money. He's been solid all year.
Smart money. Hey, Jason, thank you so much. And if you want more on RacerX Online, you can check out Jason at RacerXOnline.com.
Thanks, Wes.
All right. Talk to you next week.